Thank you very much, Louis, and welcome all. I'm delighted that you take the time to come and join Pete and I tonight for our conversation together. Louis, this is the first time that I can recollect that I have ever been introduced as a Greek American. That sounded pretty good. My grandfather would be proud of that. Well, I hope many of you have had a chance to read the book that we'll be talking to the author about tonight. It's a remarkable book, and it resonates in many ways with the life's experience in my own family that I had. Pete Peterson's story is, in my judgment, the classic rags-to-riches saga. He has fully lived the American dream, and that's a fact he acknowledges so well in the title of his wonderful new memoir, The Education of an American Dreamer. The subtitle of Pete's book hints at the path he's taken in realizing that dream, how the son of a Greek immigrant learned his way from a Nebraska diner to Washington, Wall Street, and beyond. Let's start where Pete started, at that Nebraska diner. His father arrived in America penniless at age 17 and somehow ended up in Kearney, Nebraska, in the central part of the state, literally located in the middle of this great country. After changing his name from Georgios Petropoulos to George Peterson, Pete's dad opened and ran a diner for 25 years. It was open 24 hours a day, 24/7, as they say these days. And young Pete was pretty good at math, he says in his book, and he was encouraged and allowed to man the cash register from a very young age. After graduating from Northwestern University, Pete began a career that led from market research to advertising to business. He joined the Bell & Howe Corporation in 1958, and he became chairman and CEO of that company at a very young age of 36. In 1971, two fellow Academy members, Douglas Dillon and George Shultz, recruited Pete to Washington to serve in the Nixon White House, first as Special Advisor for International Economic Policy, and later as the nation's 20th Secretary of Commerce. Time magazine at the time referred to Pete as the most powerful Secretary of Commerce since Herbert Hoover. Pete then moved to Wall Street. He served as chairman and CEO of Lehman Brothers from 1973 to 77, and of Lehman Brothers Kuhn Loeb from 77 to 84. He left to co-found the Blackstone Group, a private equity group known to most of us, and an investment managed firm in New York, and he retired from Blackstone after 23 years with the company. Now that's a very brief and not very good thumbnail sketch of his business career. Read the book, there's a lot more than what I've recited here. But this tireless multitasker has contributed his wisdom and leadership skills to numerous other careers totally outside the business world. Pete is Chairman Emeritus of the Council of Foreign Relations and the founding Chairman of the Peterson Institute of International Economics in Washington, D.C., renamed in his honor in 2006. He was chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the founding president of the Concord Coalition, a member of President Clinton's Bipartisan Commission on Entitlement and Tax Reform, and co-chair of the Conference Board Commission on Public Trust and Private Enterprise. That's a mouthful. His new memoir is the latest of several books he has authored over the years, which might be called how-to books, that talk about how to fix what he sees as fundamental problems in this country. They include running on empty, how the Democratic and Republican parties are bankrupting our future, and what Americans can do about it. Gray Dawn, how the coming age wave will transform America and the world. Will Americans grow up before they grow old? And Facing Up, how to rescue the economy from a crushing debt and restore the American dream. Pete's most recent project is the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, which he launched last year and endowed with a personal commitment of $1 billion of his own funds, which represents a substantial portion of Pete's net worth. The foundation focuses on what Pete has called, quote, the undeniable, unsustainable, politically untouchable threats to this nation's future. And I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about that tonight, as he does in his book. The Academy was proud to elect Pete as a fellow in 2006, and I know he would like to make some introductory comments first here, after which he and I will sit together there and begin our conversation. My great pleasure to welcome Pete Peterson.